Smartphone users who opted into a test of the West Coast earthquake early warning system got an early taste on Thursday of what's to come. Some mobile phones from Seattle to Olympia blared with an alarm for imaginary incoming shaking. The earthquake warning system will launch for the general public in Oregon next month and statewide in Washington in May. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains how it will work.
The earthquake early warning system is known as Shake Alert. It doesn't predict earthquakes. It's designed to give a heads up about shaking coming from an earthquake underway. It works because electronic signals travel much faster than rumbling spreads through the Earth's surface. You may recognize these tones. It's the same sound and same system used to broadcast Amber Alerts. After many years in development, the U.S. Geological Survey and its state partners say they're ready to let Shake Alert issue mass public warnings in the Pacific Northwest. A limited public test in western Washington of the earthquake alerting system showed the potential and that there are still some glitches to work out.
That's it. Got it.
Lovely.
I did it 25 seconds after.
But at least a third of the participants in a Zoom breakout room for a Shake Alert test watch party didn't get the test alarm or got it too late to be useful.
A minute later and I still don't have a notification.
Yeah, I haven't gotten mine either.
In the near future, if we have a moderate to strong quake, a successful alert will say basically, earthquake detected, exclamation point, drop, cover, hold on, protect yourself. Althea Rizzo works on earthquake preparedness at Oregon's Emergency Management Office.
You know, this just gives you a few seconds of warning so that you can get to your safe area much quicker.
Ideally, before heavy objects start falling off shelves or bricks come tumbling down, you'll have a head start taking cover like you've hopefully practiced before.
And then if you are in the tsunami inundation zone on the coast, to start evacuating.
The Wireless Emergency Alert System demonstrated on Thursday, also known as WEA, works automatically. You don't need to sign up for anything. But if you want something fancier or that does more, you have some options now, with more on the way.
Well, there's a potential for getting many alerts.
Robert DeGroot coordinates Shake Alert technical partnerships for the U.S. Geological Survey.
Because if you've downloaded apps and you have an Android-powered phone and you've enabled WEA on your phone, then, of course, you may get multiple alerts on your device. And that's really actually one of the philosophies that we've carried with us, is that we're very interested in people getting alerts through as many pathways as possible. I mean, every delivery pathway has its limitations.
As was shown in Thursday's test, DeGroot says newer smartphones running on the Android operating system now come with built-in quake detection and alerting software created by Google. Privately developed apps may offer more info on screen, including a countdown timer for when the shaking should arrive and the predicted magnitude of the incoming earthquake. Other companies are developing devices and services that piggyback on Shake Alert to automatically perform a shutdown or safety action in the few seconds or tens of seconds available. Althea Rizzo with Oregon Emergency Management says this arena has the potential for many powerful applications.
Like raise the bay doors of fire departments, or to return elevators to the ground floor, or to inform doctors to pull the scalpels out of the patient.
Rizzo says the March 11 launch date in Oregon was chosen deliberately. That date coincides with the 10th anniversary of the magnitude 9 Great Tohoku earthquake and tsunami, which killed around 20,000 people in Japan. Many more lives were probably saved by the sophisticated warning systems pioneered in Japan beforehand. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.